Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. NDA government has strengthened nation security through political will and technology in the last decade, says Home Minister Amit Shah in Rajya Sabha. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says every farmer will get a digital identity card to avail benefits of various government schemes. President Draupadi Murmu asks AIIMS faculty to launch awareness drive regarding mental health to deal with serious challenges posed by emotional issues. Fire near Heathrow Airport in London now under control. Airport closure likely to cause major travel delays. And in sports, India's Anahat Singh and Veer Chotrani clinch PSA Challenger squash titles in Chennai. And now the news in detail. Home Minister Amit Shah has said Narendra Modi government has strengthened the security of the nation through political will and the use of technology in the past 10 years. Replying to a discussion on the working of the Home Ministry in Rajya Sabha today, he highlighted that the NDA government has zero tolerance policy towards terrorism.
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ zero tolerance की नीति प्रधानमंत्री की है। मोदी जी के आने के बाद उरी और पुलवामा में हमला हुआ। 10 ही दिन में पाकिस्तान के घर में घुसकर सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक और एयर स्ट्राइक करके जवाब दिया।
Mr. Shah pointed out that there has been a 70% reduction in deaths due to terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir during the NDA government, and terror incidents have also fallen sharply. He pointed out that the country faced three major challenges in the past which hindered its progress and development: terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism, and insurgency in the northeast. He stated that the government has dealt with all these challenges with a firm hand. The Home Minister emphasized that Naxalism in India will be eliminated by March next year. He stated that road connectivity and internet reach has been improved in Naxal-affected areas and new banks and ATMs have been opened.
Naxal-prabhavik kshetra mein 18,000 square kilometer se zyada tha, ab 4200 square kilometer bacha hai. Naxal-prabhavik jilon mein 1,007 bank ki shakhaye ye sirf 5 saal mein kholne ka kaam hua hai. 937 ATM banaye. और 5,731 डाकघर बैंकिंग सेवा के साथ खोलने का काम भारतीय जनता पार्टी ने किया। मैं बड़े आनंद और विश्वास के साथ कहना चाहता हूं, ये सरकार के रहते ही ये देश नक्सल समस्या से मुक्त हो जाएगा।
Earlier, participating in the discussion, Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi of the BJP said that Home Ministry has worked to make the country secular in true sense by abolishing Article 370 from Jammu and Kashmir. He said the Home Ministry has worked with sensitivity to deal with the issues faced by Manipur. Congress MP Ajay Maken said Delhi is having the highest rate of crime against women, children and senior citizens. M. Shanmugam of DMK raised the issue of long working hours of the security personnel and vacant position in Central Armed Police Force. Sanjay Singh of Aam Aadmi Party questioned the government over the rising crimes across the country. After the Home Minister's reply, the House was adjourned for the day. Union Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said under the Digital Agri Mission, a digital identity card will be provided to every farmer of the country. Replying to a debate in Lok Sabha on the demands for grants related to his ministry for 2025-26, Mr. Chauhan said through this initiative, the farmers can avail the benefits of various government schemes. He said the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana scheme offers a comprehensive shield against crop losses caused by unpredictable natural hazards.
इस सरकार ने प्रधानमंत्री फसल बीमा योजना में स्थानीय आपदा का प्रावधान करके ये तय कर दिया कि एक भी किसान की फसल अगर खराब होगी तो क्षति की पूर्ति की जाएगी, उसको क्लेम दिया जाएगा। फसल बीमा योजना लोगों की जिंदगी बदलने का माध्यम बन गई है।
The minister informed that the government is providing free rice and wheat to over 80 crore beneficiaries under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Ann Yojana. Mr. Chauhan said the NDA government has allocated over 10 lakh crore rupees in the budget for the agriculture sector in the last 10 years. He assured that the farmers' welfare is the priority of the government. After his reply, the House passed the demands and grants for the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmer Welfare for 2025-26. Earlier initiating the discussion, Dharmendra Yadav of Samajwadi Party accused the BJP of being insensitive towards the farmers. Jay Prakash of Congress said that only 1,000 rupees have been increased in the MSP of rice and wheat in the last 10 years. He demanded the government to waive off the farm loans. Dushyant Singh of BJP said that in the union budget, the government has allocated over 1,37,000 crore rupees for agriculture and farmer welfare sector, which constitute about 2.7% of the total union budget. Mr. Singh said the government has provided good quality seed and market access to the farmers to sell their crops. The Lok Sabha has passed the demands for grants of various ministries for 2025-26 in respect of the union budget. During the proceedings, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla applied guillotine to pass the demands for grants for the ministries, including chemicals and fertilizers, power, commerce and industry, housing and urban affairs, information and broadcasting and MSME. The House also rejected the cut motions moved by the members with respect to demand for grants of various ministries. Following this, the Lok Sabha also passed the Appropriation Bill 3, 2025, moved by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. The bill authorizes payment and appropriation of certain sums from the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. After concluding the business, the House was adjourned for the day. India has strongly registered its concerns with the US authorities on the treatment meted out to the deportees on the flight that landed on 5th of last month in Amritsar, particularly with respect to the use of shackles, especially on women. This was stated by Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh in a written reply in the Lok Sabha today. The minister informed that the need to promote safe, orderly and legal migration while cracking down on illegal immigration networks was discussed during the recent visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the US. He added that India's consistent stance against illegal immigration while seeking humane treatment of deportees was reiterated. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu has urged the AIIMS faculty to launch an awareness drive on the issue of mental health to make people aware of this hidden sickness. Addressing the 49th convocation of All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, in New Delhi this evening, the president said emotional health issues pose a serious challenge in today's world.
I want to emphasize on a serious issue of emotional health, which poses a really serious challenges in today's world. There is no scope for despair for anyone, particularly the younger generation. I will urge the learned faculty of AIIMS to launch an awareness drive on the issue of mental health to make people aware of this hidden sickness.
The president said AIIMS has played a pivotal role in healthcare, not only nationally but also globally. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said AIIMS has established itself as a leader in AI-driven diagnostics and robotic surgery. During the convocation, a total of 1,886 degrees were conferred in various disciplines. 8 doctors received the Lifetime Achievement Award for their commendable services at AIIMS. The Karnataka Legislative Assembly has passed the Karnataka Transparency in Public Procurement Amendment Bill to grant a 4% reservation to Muslims in public contracts. The amendment reserves 4% of civil work contracts up to 2 crore rupees and goods and services contracts worth up to 1 crore rupees for the contractors of other backward classes from Muslim communities. The bill was passed amidst protests by BJP MLAs who stormed into the well of the House and disrupted the proceedings. Speaker UT Khadir suspended 18 BJP MLAs for 6 months and the marshals forcibly removed them from the assembly. Later, a delegation of BJP MLAs met Governor Thavarchand Gehlot with a request to cancel or abandon the bill passed in the assembly that gives 4% reservation based on religion. The BJP today slammed the Congress as Karnataka Assembly passed a bill that allows for 4% reservation for Muslims in government contracts. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sambit Patra said it is an infringement on the rights of OBCs, SCs and STs.
ये जो 4% मुस्लिम रिजर्वेशन दिया गया है यह कैटेगरी 2B ओबीसी आरक्षण के अंतर्गत दिया गया है. इसका अर्थ है कि ओबीसी बंधुओं के अधिकार को मार करके उसमें सेंधमारी करके जो ओबीसी को मिलना चाहिए उसे काट करके कर्नाटक की सिद्धरमैया सरकार ने राहुल गांधी जी के कहने पर मुसलमानों को दिया है. दिस इज एन इन्फ्रिंजमेंट into the rights of the OBCs of the country.
The fire near Heathrow Airport in London that knocked out power to one of the world's busiest airports is now under control. The London Fire Brigade has informed this. The closure of the airport would last until midnight. Hundreds of thousands of passengers faced flight cancellations after a fire knocked out power to the Heathrow Airport, forcing it to close for the day. Flames soared into the sky when a transformer at an electrical substation caught fire in West London late last night. A report.
The fire caused a widespread power outage, affecting thousands of homes, local businesses, and disrupting thousands of flights. UK Energy Secretary Ed Miliband informed that the catastrophic fire knocked out a backup generator as well as the electrical substation that supplies power to Heathrow Airport. He, however, said that it's too early to know the cause. At least 1,350 flights to and from Heathrow were already affected, including several from US cities that were cancelled. Aviation consultant John Strickland says it will be a disruption of several days before the planes will recover and move planned and disrupted passengers. Saira Mushtaba, desk report.
The Sudanese army has recaptured the presidential palace in capital Khartoum in a highly symbolic battlefield victory over the paramilitary rapid support forces in the country's catastrophic civil war. An officer wearing a captain's epaulets announced the takeover of the palace in a video and confirmed that troops were inside the compound. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended the week's last trading session on a strong note, extending their winning streak for the fifth straight session amid buying across most sectors and renewed optimism over easing foreign selling. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex advanced 557 points to close at 76,905. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 rose 160 points to settle at 23,350. And in sports, India's Anahat Singh has clinched the women's and Veer Chotarani won the men's title of the PSA Challenger Squash in Chennai today. The third-seeded Anahat Singh defeated top seed Akanksha Salunke 11-6, 8-11, 11-8, 11-5 in the final today. This was Anahat's third victory over Akanksha in the fourth head-to-head meeting. While in men's event, second seed Veer Chotarani rallied to beat French player Melville Siani-Manico 3-11, 12-10, 11-6, 11-7 in the final to win his sixth PSA title. On the second day of the Khelo India Para Games 2025, the spotlight was on athletics and shooting competitions, marking their commencement today. Athletes competed in various track and field events at New Delhi's Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, demonstrating exceptional effort and skill. In the shot put event, Ravi Rangali secured the gold medal, while Abhishek claimed silver and Manoj Singaraja won bronze. In the 100-meter run, Chaitanya clinched gold, Meet Thadani took silver, and Kalaram Patel secured bronze. In track and field, Ramesh Shanmugam won gold in the men's 800-meter T53-54 category. In the Kabaddi World Cup, India and hosts England have reached the final of the women's category of World Cup at Wolverhampton. In semi-finals today, while Indian women defeated Hong Kong 53-15, England defeated Wales 72-25. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. NDA government has strengthened nation's security through political will and technology in the last decade, says Home Minister Amit Shah in Rajya Sabha. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says every farmer will get a digital identity card to avail benefits of various government schemes. President Draupadi Murmu asked AIIMS faculty to launch awareness drive regarding mental health to deal with serious challenges posed by emotional issues. Fire near Heathrow Airport in London now under control. Airport closure likely to cause major travel delays. And in sports, India's Anahat Singh and Veer Chotrani clinch PSA Challengers squash titles in Chennai. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.